is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Aldo Leopold, Burlington, Iowa, 1887, author of a Sand County Almanac. As a very small boy, he was drawn to the outdoors. When he heard that Yale was offering a degree in forestry, he set his mind to go there. He went on to become one of the nation's first professional foresters. He worked in a national forest in New Mexico, where he began to feel that humans ought not necessarily dominate the land, that bears, wolves, and mountain lions shouldn't necessarily be sacrificed for the sake of local ranchers. The wilderness had its own justification. He developed the first management plan for the Grand Canyon, wrote the Forest Service's first game and fish handbook, moved to Madison, Wisconsin, started a graduate program in game management at the University of Wisconsin. In 1935, with other conservationists, he formed the Wilderness Society. He bought a worn-out farm, $8 an acre, barren, nearly treeless, near the Wisconsin River, and set about planting more than 40,000 pine trees, and began to write about his work and about peaceful coexistence with nature in essays that he published in 1948, 1 week before he died of a heart attack while battling a grass fire. The book was The Sand County Almanac, became a surprise bestseller in the 70s, continues to be one of the world's best-selling natural history books. It's the birthday of the botanist William Curtis, Alton, England, 1746, a scientist who directed the Apothecary's Garden, which at that time was the world's leading botanic garden in London. He became an authority on how Londoners could grow plants from all over the world, and he worked 20 years to produce a 6-volume book, Flora Londonensis, a study of flowering plants native to the area, plants within a 10-mile radius of London, a beautiful book with plant portraits and detailed descriptions, and he almost went bankrupt publishing it because Londoners who loved gardening were more interested in the rare and exotic, not so much in the plants that already grew around them. So William Curtis published a magazine called The Botanical Magazine, which focused on ornamental and exotic plants, magazine written for the lay reader, which earned him money enough to pay for the Flora Londonensis. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, entitled Hitchhikers, after a Walker Evans photograph from the 30s. Hard times brought them out early on this dreary stretch of road, carrying a suitcase and a bedroll with a frying pan tied to it, the kind you use over a campfire when a moss-covered log is your pillow. He's hopeful, and she's ashamed to be asking a stranger to take them away from here in a cloud of flying gravel and dust, past leafless trees with their snarled and pointy little twigs, a man and a woman catching a ride to where water tastes like cherry wine. She'll work as a maid or a waitress. He'll pump gas or rob banks. They'll buy a car as big as a hearse to make their fast getaway, not forgetting to stop for you, mister, if you are down on your luck yourself. Hitchhikers by Charles Simic from My Noiseless Entourage, published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.